Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Falcons and the Cowboys Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we welcome to 92.9 The Game. On the waitforit.com hotline, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn.
Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning to you. Good morning, John.
You know, Coach, you said yourself that the team took a step back on Sunday. What are you doing to get these guys back on track?
Well, number one, we run right back to the process of getting ready. And I know you've heard me say that it's deeper than words. You know, it's all the stuff that goes into getting ready, game plan, the learning, you know, getting your body right, getting your technique right. So we run right back to it. And so that's what's nice about the game week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Each kind of has its own preparation part, theme to it, you know, how to get right. And so that's what we're right back to him.
Talking with Dan Quinn about the Falcons and the Cowboys, and, of course, rehashing what happened in Cleveland.
You know, Coach, we were real excited when we saw Deion Jones on that 53-man roster. How cautious are you going to be with him working him back this week?
Well, we're going to take great care of him, number one, because he is so important. So I think the best, you know, way to go about it, Hugh, is let's take him all the way through a full week where, you know, he can, you know, really get ready to play. And so we won't have any updates, you know, for a while. So that way we can take it all the way through the week. And when he's ready to go, that's when we'll, you know, make him active. So until that time, you know, we're not going to put him out there until he's 100% ready.
All right. We understand the 100% ready thing. Since the topic is there, let's go ahead and expound on it, even though it's early. What about the health of the team? Are we seeing Matt Bryant back anytime soon? Anybody else we need to be brought up to speed on?
Yeah, I think there's a chance with Matt. He's going to kick on Thursday. And so after practice Thursday, I think we'll have a good assessment of where he's at. He'll take his, you know, full load, and he's definitely close. So he's chomping at the bit to get going. But, you know, we'll take it through Thursday. That's the day that he normally kicks, John. So we'll take it through that day, and I'll have a good, you know, assessment for you by the weekend. Or excuse me, after Thursday's practice.
And anybody else are we looking at, or are we pretty much, you know, as close as you can be to I guess, Coach, with season-ending injuries, let's call it full health.
That's right. And so that's, you know, been, you know, something that, you know, when you, after a game, you have a chance to assess where the team's at and health-wise. So we're in pretty good shape heading into today's practice and this week's game. And that's always a good thing.
It is always a good thing. We're talking with head coach Dan Quinn, getting ready for the Falcons and the Cowboys on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Ben Garland came out and talked about, you know, some of the reaction that we got from you and from Devondre and other people after the Cleveland game about the fact that you can use that as a moment where everybody kind of goes, oh, no, or you can play the victim, or you can use that as a rallying cry. Do you get a sense of urgency now that from this point forward, every game is like a playoff game for this team?
You know, the mindset and the attitude every time you go, brother, you got to bring all you got. And we know this matchup, although the two records of the teams aren't good. Think about all the battle that's going to go for. So we're really excited for this game and for us to have a chance after, you know, a couple weeks on the road to be back home. You can bet, you know, we're ready to get rolling in a big way.
You know, Coach Ezekiel Elliott, how does he compare to the running backs that you face, like a Saquon Barkley, Adrian Peterson, and a Nick Chubb? Where does he rank in the hierarchy of running backs that you've went against this year?
Sure. I would say much like Barkley, I guess probably that'd be the first way to start, where he's a factor in the run game and the pass game. So I believe he's their second leading receiver. So to have, you know, that many catches, it's screens, it's shots down the field, he's out of the backfield. But from a running standpoint, I would say one of the things he has that patience, you to wait for it and then explode and hit the hole. So those are the things I've noticed about him. He can take the handoff. He's almost waiting for that block to set up, and then the explosion happens. He sticks his foot in the ground and goes. So those are the things. I think his vision and his patience really sets him apart. And then I would say, just like the other guys in the run game, and then he's as much a factor in the pass game as well.
Yeah, it was interesting to have you guys have Coach Quinn joining us. Such success in corralling Saquon and Adrian Peterson, and then to have Nick Chubb, you know, do what he did last week here.
Yeah, it was you know, definitely something that, you know, a long run like that, we got to get him down. And so those were the ones that it's hard to recover from. And when that happens, we go right back to it and make sure we got our technique and everything aligned like we want to. So That's what we got to do.
Yeah, back to technique here. Let's talk about technique in terms of the last time you faced Dallas, they didn't have Zeke Elliott, and you were able to get to Dak Prescott a lot in that game. Baker Mayfield wanted to get the ball out of his hands quickly. We understand that. I mean, is it a chance maybe this week that that pass rush you're hoping now with Bruce Irvin now getting his feet underneath him and with attack with Vic that you can affect the quarterback this week?
Yeah, we certainly hope so. But it really comes down to, you know, playing us, you know, better on first and second downs to create some of those moments where our third downs are longer and the 2 minutes to go. So, you know, each game's different and each matchups are, like you had, you know, mentioned earlier, you know, different teams, different players, but, you know, every week, you know, we're kind of looking to dig into that topic and hopefully have some more chances to, you know, get our pass rush up and going, you know, certainly with the addition of Bruce into the mix.
You know, Coach, you talk about being different players and everything like that. How is Dak different this year as opposed to the quarterback that you faced last year?
Yeah, I'd say, well, I think, number one, he's, you know, completing at a high percentage. Certainly with Amari there, he's been somebody that has a lot of targets as well. He's kind of good at all the routes, Hugh. Like he, you know, with a steep ball, crossing routes, you know, he can, you know, work inside and break guys off. So I think that's probably, you know, a significant help. But back to Dak, you know, the ability for him to create two plays, you know, the first play starts and then he can break outside the pocket and now a second play just begins. So I think those are things as a defense that you have to prepare for, you have to practice. And then in the run game, you know, he has an option element to him as well. So truly a dual threat quarterback this week who can extend plays. And we've certainly played guys who do that, and we'll have to rely on some of that experience as well to make sure you're prepared when the second play and he scrambles out that you know, you're ready to plaster onto your guys and keep on going.
Dan Quinn joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Last week, so many of those things that you had worked on that you had excelled at or on offense, you know, gotten so much better, third down, red zone, short yardage, really they kind of reared their heads against Cleveland, especially, you know, the third down and the short yardage. You know, you're addressing these kind of things here, you know, when you're talking about a half yard away from a goal and how frustrating it must have been for this offense to, you know, be out of balance at 52 passes, 19 rushes and whatnot. A focal point this week to try and get those, you know, third and shorts and those red zone stuff, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, for sure the red zone, you know, is a spot that we've made significant progress in third down as well. So, you know, we intend to get right back to, you know, the things that have made us successful in that spot. We've got a good scheme for it. We know what to do. So now we got to go and execute that plan really well. So Dallas has a good red zone defense. They're one of the top, you know, defenses in that spot. And we perform well in that area too. So those are some of those matchups that are the games within the game. We certainly got out of balance from our run pass, but that happens when you're down like we were in the third quarter or towards the end of the third quarter, where you have to do whatever you have to do in that game to try to win. So as we go back to it, you know, that one's behind us. And all of our focus, all of our attention is just about kicking ass and playing as good as we can this weekend, you know, against Dallas. And like I said earlier, just, you know, the fact that we get to come back home after a couple weeks on the road, that's a good thing for us and for the fans.
We're joined by Dan Quinn, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, establishing the run early and getting back into that balance and being able to go. Coach, there was a moment in the game last week, and Dave Archer talked about it on a couple of occasions, where it seemed as though, and I'm not trying to bag the referees, but there was one referee who kept getting kind of in the way from, you know, standing over the ball and was not letting you guys snap it and get into the kind of rhythm you wanted to go at. I would imagine if you can get into, it seems to me, if you can get back into that pace, that would be a good thing, right?
Yeah, and Matt does such a good job of knowing when to go in and out of tempo, whether it was down the goal line trying to get a sneak to get going or where we can get no huddle and get on the ball. So it's a big part of what we do within a drive. Sometimes we'll get moving and get going. Other times we'll huddle up and go. So it's just different ways to attack. And I was excited to see, you know, the different ways that we can. You know, after you've gone through now 9 games, there's a number of different packages that we use, a number of different, you know, it's run game, it's play pass, it's screens, it's Matt outside the pocket on the move. So there's a lot to deal with when you, you know, compete against our offense. And we can't wait to get back out on the field again.
If I can, one final thing here, Coach, just at the end of the interview, go back to the beginning. The disappointment of Cleveland, is it morphed into anger, into, you know, commitment, into resolve? What do you get a sense right now?
Well, number one, John, like, we don't try to let it ride too high and too low. We have a real process we go through to get ready. Were we disappointed post-game? You bet we were. And Monday we came in, told the truth about what happened, and made our corrections, and now we're on to Dallas. Because if your focus and your intensity is not right for what you need to get done for this week, then you know you're going to lose that, you know, that preparation time and all that goes into getting ready. So for us, it's full speed ahead, all our preparation on Dallas.
Coach, appreciate you taking a few minutes. We look forward to seeing you a little bit later.
All right, have a good one.
Go get them, Coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.